Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Are Americans afraid to go on vacation? Compared to workers in other countries, it appears that Americans take less vacation days than their counterparts. Why is that? Are Americans scared of leaving their jobs even for a few days? What kind of work culture has the U.S. developed that American employees don't feel comfortable taking time off to go on holiday? And by holiday, we mean take time off, go on a vacation, whether that be hopping on a plane or simply sleeping in and enjoying a leisurely morning making pancakes. What is it like at work? The American work culture often emphasizes long hours and productivity, sometimes at the expense of taking time off. There can be a stigma associated with taking too much time away from work, especially in a society that has gone from rewarding loyalty to firing and rehiring at a lesser wage. The cultural norm in the U.S. values hard work and being constantly busy, which can make taking vacations seem less important. Is there a vacation policy? Believe it or not, the United States doesn't have mandated paid vacation days, unlike many other countries. So if an employee chooses not to take vacation, there's no legal ramification for the company he works for in making that decision. At most, an employee will likely get a warning that they have vacation days that are due to expire, but that's just an onus on the worker. Sort of a snooze-you-lose type of proposition. On top of that, many American workers receive fewer vacation days, and some might not receive any paid vacation at all. Will I have a job when I get back? Some employees may fear that taking too much time off could put their jobs at risk, especially in competitive job markets or during economic downturns. They fear that not being at their post is just opening the door for that gate to be permanently closed upon their return. The hotel costs how much? Traveling can be expensive, and not everyone has the financial means to afford a vacation. It's almost cheaper to fly somewhere than find a place to hang your hat for a few days. With such things as amenity and resort fees plus taxes, even shopping on an accommodation website may leave a potential vacationer deciding to just stay home and make the best of their time off there. Can you hear me now? Technology and the fact that our phones have become an extension of our arms and brains have placed most of us tethered to our jobs even when we are not physically there. You could do like a friend of mine did and demand that nobody contact her while she was on vacation, but you may return to everyone treating you like you're a nutcase because they all assumed no contact meant you were having a nervous breakdown in a psych ward. In any case, with the rise of technology, many people find it difficult to completely disconnect from work, even when they are on vacation. Is not having time for a vacation an oxymoron? Many Americans have busy schedules and multiple commitments that can make it challenging to simply find time to plan for and take a vacation. Especially for younger families with children engaged in everything from soccer to violin lessons, putting life on hold can often seem more difficult than to just keep plugging along, albeit in a bit of a crabby and tired demeanor. Vacation like an Iranian? Iran has the most statutory annual vacation days in the world for employees coming in with a whopping 53 per year. However, most companies offer a minimum of 1 month of paid time off per year. The standard work week runs from Saturday to Wednesday with Thursdays and Fridays off as Fridays are considered a holy day in the Muslim religion. As far as wages go, the average Iranian monthly pay is 25 million rials, the equivalent of around $600. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.